The federal government might also be forced to intervene with quotas to ensure companies have more women directors in their boardrooms. That's the warning from the Australian Institute of Company Directors after a report out today shows progress on gender diversity on ASX 200 boards has stalled. While female representation has surged from just 8% in 2009, today's level of just over 25% is being interpreted as a new kind of glass ceiling. And the Institute's chairman, Elizabeth Proust, says some of the attitudes prevailing in male-dominated boardrooms are representative of the dinosaur age. Elizabeth Proust is speaking with the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
I think the latest report tells us that the issue of the appointment of women to our top ASX 200 companies is stalling, and that perhaps directors and chairmen are not taking the issue as seriously as we would have hoped. And that is what's quite concerning.
Has diversity itself hit a glass ceiling?
That's a good question. I think we saw really good momentum in 2016. The rate of appointment of women was 44% that year. This year, it's barely 30%. And at that rate, the maths tell you we won't get to our target of 30% by the end of 2018, which is the goal we set ourselves a few years ago.
So what's the problem? Is it just too hard? Do some companies think we've checked the box, we've done a good job, we've done as much as we can, there's not much more we can do?
I think there's a bit of that. There's 64 companies in the ASX 200 which have one woman on their board, and they've had one woman for more than 3 years, and multiple men have been appointed since then. So I worry that that is just what you've said. We've ticked that box, we have one woman, they'll get off our back and we move on.
So is this a case, once again, of companies liking to say that they have a diversity policy on the shelf but not walking the talk?
I think that's accurate. And certainly the latest Chief Executive Women survey of executive ranks showed that the picture there is even more dire than it is around the board tables.
In your AICD role, have you been directly talking to some of these companies to tell them the importance of getting women onto boards?
The message is getting through. This time last year, there were 22 companies with no women on their boards. Today, it's 7, down from 11 at the end of August. So it's happening. It's perhaps not happening with the speed that we'd like to see it.
So what sort of reasons are they giving for not having more women in the boardroom?
Well, some are almost representative of a dinosaur age where they say, well, there aren't enough qualified women, or women aren't flexible enough, or women have to look after the children, you know, still being said in this age.
Now, boardroom diversity and also in line management is a growing concern for big industry superannuation funds who do have a lot of voting power as investors in these companies. So should they be voting against boards that don't deliver more women to their boardrooms?
Well, the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors, ACSI, has announced through its chief executive, Louise Davidson, that they will be voting against companies which are not making progress towards gender diversity. So every board is on notice that ACSI will be voting against directors' election or re-election and against remuneration reports. And I think that should be a significant wake-up call to boards.
So if the threat of a strike against boards or an actual strike doesn't make any difference because they're not binding votes, what about quotas? Do you support quotas for boards if none of this works?
Quotas are not on the table for now, but clearly all options will need to be considered by the AICD as we head into 2018.
And with quotas, even though that would be a last resort, would even the threat of that make a difference to companies?
It probably would, but then you probably get a level of resistance, even resentment towards the people, the women who come on as a result of that. But if we're not able to see genuinely diverse boards, then governments are likely to take action.
Elizabeth Proust, the chairman of the Australian Institute of Company Directors, with the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.